Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm dandy. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Running all over hither and yon today, and probably tomorrow, and pretty much every day for you is a run, but you're stopping long enough to give us some information about spring broadleaf weeds. What do we got today?
Yeah. You know, I have people call me, it seems like every spring, that are frustrated because they mow their lawn, and as soon as they get done with it, it looks like it needs mowed again because they've got a bunch of dandelions growing in their yard like weeds, I guess. You know, we can resolve this issue right now. Right now, November, early November is a great time to be thinking about dandelions. So if you had dandelions really bad this last spring, right now is the time we want to combat that issue. We don't want to wait until springtime to do that. Dandelions usually will get, like, produce or germinate there in late September. There's a couple other broadleaf weeds, such as chickweed and henbit. They tend to be a little bit slower. It might be October before they would go ahead and germinate. But with all that being said, that means that these plants are small currently and going to be easily controlled with herbicides such as 2,4-D. You can also go to, like, Tractor Supply in Ottawa and find something like Trimex or Weed Be Gone. What they got is 2,4-D and dicamba in them, and both of those products are going to work on these dandelions. I say right now is a great time to spray, partially because those plants are small, but also just got to think about how these winter annuals are going to work. They're currently moving nutrients from the leafy portion of the plant down to the root system to overwinter, and that way they can make sure to bolt and produce flowers next spring. What that means is it is easily going to translocate that herbicide from the leafy portion all the way down the roots and resulting in a pretty good kill of those weeds. The other thing I like about spraying in the fall or right now would be there's not a whole lot of concerns with off-target drift. 2,4-D and dicamba both can kind of drift or volatilize and either burn garden plants, can burn leaves on trees if we do it in the spring, both of which right now we're about done with, okay? The garden's probably already been tilled. It's already probably picked up. The trees, if they haven't lost their leaves yet, they're going to here very shortly, they're not going to be affected then. So then all we're getting are the weeds that we're really going after. The last piece of advice I have for you is trying to find a sunny day. Not like that's been in short supply here lately, but finding a sunny day where we're over 50 degrees, those plants really seem to be moving more nutrients at that point, growing a little bit more actively, and we want to make sure that we can spray on a day like that so that we're making sure that those herbicides are getting translocated into those roots and, again, getting a better kill. And with that, guys, if you guys have any questions with weed control or herbicides, please don't hesitate to give me a call at 785-448-6826. I guess my very last piece of advice for you is if you've got weeds in your lawn, one of the things we can do to combat that is to change our mowing height, and we can mow a little bit higher. So let's say 3 inches of height. That's just going to shade out some of those weeds and keep those seeds from maybe germinating. So if you've got a lot of weeds, we might want to spray, kind of help get those under control. But if we change that mowing height next year, I think we might have a little more luck at keeping those weeds out in the future.
And speaking of mowing, asking for a friend who's married to somebody who likes to mow every 10 minutes, what's the best way to space out and time your mowing, I guess, if you are dealing with a lot of weeds in your lawn?
So the big rule of thumb is never remove more than two-thirds of that height at one time. That'd make it tough on the plant itself. But if we can keep that grass, I mean, if you want to mow, I don't care how frequently you mow, but it's just the height in general. So we want to make sure that height is at 2.5 to 3 inches. The higher you get, the more weed control you should get. But probably the more frequently you're going to want to mow as well. So because that higher height, when it gets to 4 inches, you're looking at that and you're like, man, it kind of looks ratty. So you're going to want to come back out there and mow a little bit more frequently, it seems like.
So. All right. I see a minor power struggle in my friend's future. But thank you for that. And we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you very much.
Join us Monday morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging and Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.